They're known as broad beans, horse beans, and English beans. Whatever you call them, fava beans are currently in season in the tri-state area. Tamar Adler is the author of An Everlasting Meal, Cooking with Economy and Grace. She formerly worked as a chef at Chez Panisse in Berkeley. Tamar has tips on preparing favas, which have a reputation for being labor-intensive to shuck. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So you recently returned from a month living in Italy. Lucky girl. What brought you to Italy for a month?
It was a much-needed break after writing my book, and I was really lucky to have a bunch of different friends and family friends and acquaintances who invited me to come sometime during the spring.
So Italians are big fava bean eaters. What did you learn from the Italians about fava beans?
The best lesson that I have ever learned from the Italians when it comes to vegetables, and especially labor-intensive vegetables like fava beans, is that when they're really hard, you step back and you invert the whole process completely, and you create a do-it-yourself vegetable preparation technique. And favas are a perfect example because they are really labor-intensive if you're going to shuck them from their pods and then peel the rubbery skins from the outside. And they take so long that people often don't cook them. And so what the Italians do is they put a big pile of them in the middle of a table, and every single person sitting at the table shucks their own and eats them raw.
So they're tender enough and sweet enough.
Yeah, they really are.
When they're raw,
they're incredibly tender and sweet. And, you know, you expect a different thing from a raw food than you do from a cooked food. It was a great thing for me to learn about fava beans because suddenly something that was so hard was something that was the easiest thing I could possibly serve to guests. You just pop them out and eat them.
And dip them in olive oil, a little salt.
There are three traditional accompaniments, and any and all work. Kind of coarser salt, like a flaky salt, is great. And a little bowl of olive oil, really good olive oil if you have it. And then marzolino is the most traditional one because it's a cheese that's only made in March. So it's called, you know, marzolino after marzo, and it's made from the first spring.
The Italian word for March, yeah.
Yeah. It's made from the first spring milk from a sheep. But any sheep's milk cheese is really great, and so is mozzarella. And if you have a plate of prosciutto also,
why not?
Yeah, why not?
So that's for raw fava beans. Now, what if I want to cook them?
You have three options. Fava beans are the vegetable of threes, maybe. If you get really small, tender ones, which you see in the market, you can actually cook them even inside of their pod, and I just cut them up and cook them in hot oil and then cover them. And that's a traditional Egyptian way of doing it. But you just need to get the smallest ones you can, which right now you definitely can. The next way is to just shuck them out of their outer pod and then cook them with their internal skin still on them. The Sicilians think that that's a good thing to do. And so do the northern Italians, very far north. And then in the middle, they do the third thing, which is what I do, if I'm not just making everybody shuck their own, which is take them out of their pod and then blanch the beans for, you know, 30 seconds and then take them out of hot water, put them in ice water, and then peel the skin off of each bean.
And how did Chez Panisse handle favas?
Chez Panisse did the most labor-intensive version of fava preparation. And also, when favas are in season, did them in massive, massive volume. Thankfully, we have a great number of interns at Chez Panisse.
Good.
So there are many hands working on it. And also, thankfully, because you do it, you know, for pretty much all of spring, you get really, really good at it. I will take anybody on when it comes to fava bean peeling any day.
Tamar Adler is an author and chef. Her book, An Everlasting Meal, Cooking with Economy and Grace, is now out in paperback. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
To learn more and to get a recipe for fava beans, click on culture at WNYC.org. Also online, my lightning round of questions for Tamar on my video series, 60 Second Stir Fry. You can also find that on the culture page. This is WNYC.